Pero todo lo que estoy con. In Whitburn, or something, and I am watching this, I am going to tell you how I got saved. First of all, can we read in those chapter 10, verse 9? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe on the Lord Jesus, on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt have in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I already told you, my name is Richard Mays. I was born in Northern Ireland on the 11th of April. I really had two older sisters, my dad and mum were both Christians before I was born. Both my grandma, granddad and grandma. Dad and mum taught me from the Bible that I was born a sinner just like everyone else. As the Bible said in Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We moved to Kells and County Antrim when with my two older sisters and to Sunday school in Crabbe, Coastal Hall and to the Kevin's meeting in Kevin's Gospel Hall. I heard a lot of the time that I wanted to go to heaven. Then I needed to trust Christ as my Savior for myself. Just because Dad and Mom were saved didn't make me a Christian. All the way through primary school, I never thought very much about getting saved. In fact, like me so much, in primary school, I did 2 years in P5. They always didn't attempt to get saved, but I never did anything about it. I went to Dunfermline School in Ballymena, but after a couple of years, Mum started teaching me in home school. In June 2004, Special Gospel Meeting started in Porter Hall in a place called Tully in County Antrim, which quite really worked, where lived the beaches were Stan Wells from Vancouver and Canada and John Wells from Vietnam, which was just a few miles away. I was taken along to those meetings every night, but I didn't think very much about getting saved, but then something happened which did really make me think. My friend Sam Cole got saved. She was almost the same age as me. She went to this primary school. We're in a Sunday fashion on Kill. But not she was saved and I wasn't. So I decided it was time I thought I was saved, but I made up my mind I needed to be. 1891 to be soon. On the 12th of June 2004, it was Thursday. I came home from Glasgow meeting and told them that I really want to be saved. So she read Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and then told me to go up to my room and think about it. It was between me and God. We ran Romans chapter 10 at the start and said, here it said that if I shall confess with my mouth and believe on the Lord Jesus, I really died on cross. So I read it again and believed that Jesus really died on the cross for me, and I was saved. It was so simple. I believed on God, and He saved me. I went down to the room and told Dad and Mom that I got saved. They were really hot. My dad probably cried because I was on the floor. That was on 20 June 2004. I was 15 years old. About a year later, I read my Bible and realized that all Christians should be baptized, and I talked to the elders and killed and raised that was found, so I got baptized with my friend David Wilson on the 5th of May 2005. Then about a year later, after that, I wanted to come into the meeting, so I received in the Kells Fellowship in 2006. I was there until June this year when I moved to Scotland with my darling mum and my cat. I was received in the fellowship here in Whitburn. I'm glad to move to Scotland. I'm really very happy to meet in Whitburn. Thank you very much for this.